Yeah, obvious, we got a problem here. And it's more than just Alvin streaming Punisher. When life begins to suck, who's reporting it? Luckily, got two friends who you won't forget. Coming live, Alvin and friend on survival. Laughing nonstop, case drops on a cycle. Louder than intrusive thoughts off an iPhone. How they make the world seem bright with the lights off? AFs, it might as well stay up. Lies being told like that dinosaur BS. Magnifying glass to the ground if they don't see us. Having the time, roasting your favorite pizza. Bougie ain't an option, it's the way. Take it to the grave, add moving to the place. You already know when they take the case. Laugh the pain away, it's affirmative murder.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Affirmative Murder, the Equal Opportunity True Crime Comedy Podcast. I'm Alvin Williams, joined as always by my partner in true crime, Francel Evans.
Oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Yeah, man, I'm the mailman. Can't you tell me? Gonna post the...
Can you stop ruining my intro?
How long
have we been doing this?
I'm doing that on purpose, man. I'm adding
flavor. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. The Facebook group, man, we had a new listener come in the Facebook group. I'm not going to say her name, but she's a new member to the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody hasn't joined the Facebook group, I'm still on there, the Affirmative Murder Facebook group. She came in, she said, 1,000 members in here. At least this is what I interpreted from it. She said, 1,000 members in here, this place is a snooze fest. That's what I got from him, right? But I'm like,
is that what they said? It's a snooze fest?
It was like, she was like, 1,000 members in here. I can't remember the word for word.
Okay,
whatever she said.
But you took it as a slight.
Not really as a slight. Was like, I feel like she had a point. It was no shade. I feel like I agree with that one. Like, damn, it's kind of, you know, it could be jumping in here a little bit more. I mean, people do post, but. You know, I could be in there, you know, talking a little bit more. So she kind of woke it up a little bit in me. So, but yeah, man, Facebook is still alive. It's still alive. I popped in the Discord last night, talking about a snooze fest. I didn't really see anything going on in there, so it's like,
well,
you doesn't
made
seem
it.
That much.
It's like this project of mine is really nobody's on this thing that I don't.
But I haven't been in it because I'm in two different Discords. So I'm in like the other one. I'm in more than, you know, the podcast one. So I was like, all right, well,
yeah. I don't even know what these words mean or anything. I don't know anything about how Discord works or anything. I go in there, I let people know what the show's dropped and stuff. I don't know anything about Discord or how it works.
But I am going to make it more of an effort now. She kind of, shout out to her. She kind of came in, woke me up. I was like, you know what? I'm just kind of get this thing popping a little bit. We getting these new members in that's wanting to join the Facebook group. So also, if people that want to join the Facebook group, if you don't answer the questions, I can't let you in. I'm sorry.
It's very strict.
I can't let you in. It's only three questions. Answer the questions.
They're not hard questions or trick questions. They're
at all.
Trip you up or anything like that.
Honestly, and then I will let you in. But if you don't, I can't let you in. Well, I'm not going to let you
in.
One
of the questions is, do
you
listen to this podcast? And if the answer to that is no, I guess what me and Fran have discussed before is like, why are you here? No disrespect or anything like that, but like, why are you trying to join this group of a podcast you don't listen to? Have you listened to this podcast before? Never even heard of it. It's like, okay, well, why would we click accept on, why are you, what are you doing? That's to me, that's a red flag of trouble.
Yeah, man. I was like, it's kind of, let's get live in here. People like the interaction of us. I don't want people to come in and be like, these guys don't, you know, I don't want that. I don't want to get that type of impression where we don't come in and have conversations with the listeners, because that's not who we are. That's not how we carry ourselves. So,
well, I will let people know. I mean, Fran is, you know, now that since we've come, you know, letting people behind the curtain. Yes, Fran is in charge of the Facebook.
Yeah,
I'm over on Instagram every day, and it is live and popping. So if you have any questions or things or whatever,
well, I don't have access to the Instagram.
If you did, you wouldn't be on there keeping it hot like I am. I'm doing my thing over there. So if you want to be, if you want to
be on live, when last time you been on live? You haven't been on live in a minute. You gotta let people in, man. Get on live, man. Show people your face.
I was planning on going live. I was going to talk to you about a Discord live stream thing because we are going to CrimeCon 2024.
Yeah,
and we're driving to Nashville.
We are driving.
Like a live stream road trip. Like, I don't know how that works when I see people with the chat going.
You doing a vlog?
No, like a live stream.
Oh, I got
when
you.
I see, like, I don't know how that works. So again, that would be up to Fran. So if it doesn't happen, that's because Fran didn't tell me how to do it. I don't know how that stuff works when the chat's going and the,
oh, I got
like Aiden Ross and those young kids, Kai Sinat. I want to do something like that in the car. Yeah. So if we're not able to make that happen, it's because Fran failed us. But that's what I would like to do for the road trip to Nashville. So we'll see if that happens. But if we don't, then I would go live on Instagram and stuff and, you know, take you guys behind the scenes of the road trip to Nashville. Promo code affirmative. If you don't have tickets yet, it helps support the show if you buy tickets using our promo code. So if you don't have tickets to CrimeCon and you plan on going, promo code affirmative. It would help us out a lot. Fran.
Yes.
Speaking of internet people and all the chaos of that, Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on one? I don't know how much you've kept up with Jake Paul as a boxer, but what are your thoughts on Jake Paul's boxing career and promotional operation? And what do you think about him fighting Mike Tyson? Yay or nay?
Okay, let me answer the first question. The first question first. I think, well, for one, man, you can't knock the hustle, man. I mean, if...
No, he's got a great promotion going.
If people are going to... I get it how people may say that he's ruining the sport of boxing, but it's like, if people are willing to pay for something, why would I go... Why would I say no? I don't get that logic. That doesn't make any sense to me. I get it, he's ruining the sport, but like, if somebody's paying...
But that's an opinion, you know, so I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. That's an opinion. Like, that's not a fact that he's ruining the sport. That's what people say, so that's an opinion. Who gives a... Opinions are like assholes, right?
Right, yeah, everybody has one. But I do, but I mean, like, I get it. He hasn't started from the bottom. He kind of had, he already had, like, a following going. He was like, you know, all we want is to be a boxer, and I can just, I already had the people behind me and the money and all this stuff. I can just call somebody out and go, hey, man, let's fight. A retired, you know, MMA or whatever, boxing, boxer, MMA fighter, and kind of get this event going and have it produce tons of money. I mean, like, you can't knock the man's hustle.
Never.
Now, with him and Mike Tyson, if Mike Tyson loses, I think this is all, it's all bullshit. You're not telling me.
Or you saying, Mike would take a dive?
Would you take a dive for $100 million?
Floyd Mayweather fought Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather didn't lose, but a lot of people said, hey, man, you're Floyd Mayweather. Like, you're a legend. Why are you fighting this YouTube guy? That was for like $25 million, $30 million. And for Floyd Mayweather's answer was, I'm a boxer. I do this in my sleep. Why wouldn't I come and collect the easy $25 million? I come and just beat him up a little bit and I go.
Who is still boxing? He's still boxing.
Who, Floyd Mayweather?
Floyd Mayweather is still
he's
boxing.
Still boxing now, but he's like boxing in the Philippines, just boxing random sultans and sheiks and stuff that are going to give him. Floyd Mayweather, his whole, my conversation is about legacy. I don't think Floyd Mayweather gives a shit about legacy. He's like, I'm about the money. Floyd Money Mayweather, you know what I'm saying?
No, he cares about legacy.
You know, 50-0 record. You never seen nobody put him out like me. I'm the best boxer ever. You never seen this.
That's why he cares about his legacy.
But if you cared about your legacy, you wouldn't be fighting random people in the Philippines. He's about his bag. My point is, this is my point. I'm going to land the plane. I think Mike Tyson gives a shit about his legacy. So even though he is 57 years old and he's boxing this YouTuber, yes, it's a good payday. But I don't think, my point is, I don't think he would take a dive. I say all that to say, would I take a dive for $100 million? Fucking, yeah. You could hit me. You could knock me out. I'll just drop my hands. You could actually knock me out.
I would agree.
I don't think Mike Tyson would put on a spectacle and like pretend like he got knocked out. I don't think his pride and his warrior instincts of being a boxer would let him do that. Now, that's not to say that I don't think Mike Tyson can lose this fight, because I do think he can lose this fight. I don't think he would take a dive.
50-something years old, 60, whatever I believe.
But I think if this is a... I don't think it's going to be more than a three-round fight, one. I don't know the rules and everything. I don't think it's going to be more than a three-round fight. I think if it is more than the three-round fight, if it's a 12-round fight, which I highly doubt, after, like, the fourth round, Mike Tyson is 57 years old. So if he doesn't, like, knock Jake Paul out and this goes the distance, I think Jake Paul wins because he's 57 years old.
Right.
But I think that's the only way he beats... Mike Tyson is that if Mike Tyson gets tired. If we're talking about those who... He's not going to knock Mike Tyson out in the first two rounds. Mike Tyson could absolutely knock him out in the first two rounds. But, for me, my issue is I think Jake Paul's a great promoter and all that stuff. I think this is a no-win situation for Jake Paul, though, to me. To me, this is like, if you beat Mike Tyson, everybody's going to be like, wow, you're a clown. You beat up this iconic old man and... ruined all our childhoods and made our superhero look bad in front of the world. And if you lose to a 57-year-old man, I think you have to stop boxing, because that's embarrassing. It's like, he's 57 years old. All that stuff people saying, like, oh, it's Mike Tyson, he's dangerous, whatever. If you get beat by a 57-year-old man, I understand Mike Tyson's still absolutely dangerous, but I'm just saying the narrative of if you win, it's like, wow, you're going to fight an old man? That's embarrassing that you even – How can you call yourself a boxer? You're fighting old people. And if you get knocked the fuck out, it's like, yeah, man, see, Mike Tyson, you fought a real boxer, and he's old, and he's not even his way past his prime. He still fucked you up when you fought a real boxer. So I don't really see, other than the money, they're going to make a bunch of money, but I don't really see what's in it for Jake Paul as far as destroying the narrative of you're not a real boxer, which I don't think he cares about at this point, honestly. But
I don't think, and that was my point. I don't think that there is a narrative, though. I don't think there is a narrative where it's like, oh, if he beats Mike Tyson, he's 50. If he loses, well, you couldn't even beat a 50. This is a hobby, man. Like, he has tons of money. He's doing this shit for fun. I don't think he's doing this for a record and a belt. This is all.
But yeah, none of them are real fights. Like, none of them.
As I'm saying, this is all fun. There is no narrative where it's like, well, if he loses, he walks away with $100 million, and so what? He's going to fight somebody else. Like, or there's a second fight. Mm-hmm. It's all. There is no him losing. If he loses, like, oh man, he beat Mike Tyson. We all thought he was going to lose to Mike Tyson. I mean, this guy's, you know, one of the best boxers to ever live. I mean, like, and then like you saying that if he doesn't, I think Mike Tyson loses this fight because Jake Paul's, I think, is taller than him, and you know, arms lifts going to play, and the peekaboo strategy, that was a strategy 15 years ago that probably doesn't work now. Mm-hmm. He's not as strong. He's not as quick anymore. And I don't think Mike wins this fight. I think he loses, collecting his money, and then it's whatever, man. I just think there is no narrative in this fight, man. It's all fun. It's all just, you know, whatever. We have the money to do this. We have the people behind us to make this happen.
Sure.
And that's it. I don't think Jake Paul's like, he don't give a shit, man. He making ton of money. He got prime, drink. Yeah. He don't give a shit, man. He don't care about none of that.
I will disagree with you on there not being a narrative. I would agree with you on he doesn't give a shit about the narrative. Because I absolutely think, I don't know how overwhelming or percentage-wise it will be. I think there will be a ton of people who already Jake, his whole career is kind of like he's a heel. Mm-hmm. I think this makes him even more a heel no matter what. If he wins or he loses, if he wins, it's like, boo, you knocked out our hero and he's old and we love him and you're talking about. I saw him in an interview. He's like, yeah, man, I'm going to kill this guy. You know how not cool that sounds when you're talking about a 57-year-old man? Even if it's Mike Tyson, like, you talking confidently about beating an old man makes you unlikable. Again, I don't think he cares, but I think this is not
a fight.
That's
how you build up a fight,
though, dog. Say it again?
You know that, man.
No,
you know that's how you build up a fight.
I know, but my point is, if Tank Davis is talking like this about Ryan Garcia, we know it's a real fight. Like, these two are young, and they're in their prime, and it's going to be a good fight. When we already look at this like a spectacle, and it's an old man, I don't really want to hear you talk shit about how you're going to knock out an old man. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, we're selling a fight, but like, this is a spectacle, man. Show some respect. It's Mike Tyson. I don't want to hear you like clown Mike Tyson, Mike Tyson is old and you're going to beat him up. This is a legend. But again, I don't think he cares. He's fine with being a heel. It makes you not like him. I don't think people are like, yeah, man, call Mike Tyson old and say you're going to kill him in the boxing ring. Hell yeah. I don't think anybody's like excited to hear that kind of trash talk. I would love to hear like, man, this is a legend. I hope, you know, I want to take on the challenge. It's going to be a good fight. I don't want to see you put on a fake tattoo on your face and, like, clown and heckle this legendary boxer. I don't understand, like, it does nothing but make people angry. But, again, that's going to sell the fight. But I'm just talking about walking down the street. I would not want to be a hated guy. Especially when the outcome is, after the fight, is like, you fought a 57-year-old man. But, again, I don't think he cares. You know, it's my point.
I think... Agree
I think he's fine being
this.
A villain.
Right. I think we agree to disagree on this because I think it's all fun. And then I think that however old Mike Tyson is not the same as an old man, like a regular dude. It's not the same as old. This dude he's strong, he's still powerful, he still has the mind of a boxer and the skill a little bit. So him being an old man is not the same as going picking somebody off the street being an old man. That's two different categories, man. I don't think what he's doing in the media is what he's doing behind closed doors. I think he has the utmost respect for, if he's a boxing fan, I think he has the utmost respect for Mike Tyson. And I think all of this is just to build up the fight.
Sure.
I think that's all. If he came in there with a fucking
ball cap
on and tattoo, I go like, oh, this is going, that's why I go, oh, this is going to be good. This is good. Oh, this is Mike. You see Mike Tyson get riled up and they going back and forth on their podcasts and shit like that and TV. And okay. I just think it's all built up for the fight and for people to spend that cash and then to make more money
and they will
and then out there to fight and I don't know. They may have padded boxing gloves on for all.
Yeah, they might come out both in headgear. And then, but again, for me, it's like, then why are we even doing? That's my feeling. But I guess that's kind of every Jake Paul fight.
You know this.
Like,
you know, it's the money.
We're doing all this hype, and there's all these rules like no headshots, yeah. you can't.
Yeah, then what are we doing?
Wrap this each other up. Like, there's all these weird rules that make it basically it's basically going to be a sparring exhibition yeah. to me. If I'm wrong, then I hope I'm wrong, because I would love to see Mike Tyson win. If yeah. you know, the odds, I'm going to have to put some money on Jake Paul just because the odds are so crazy. I think you have to put down like $1,000 to win $100 on Mike Tyson.
Oh, so he is the favorite.
He is the favorite, but he's the favorite because okay. he's Mike Tyson. Because
he's Mike Tyson.
But realistically, right. this is a 27-year-old man yeah. who is...
What is it, seven rounds?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't seen
the
layout.
If it's going
to
distance, then I don't think...
There was a fake that. Rules thing floating around to try to... I didn't like this because they were clowning Jake Paul, but it was hilarious. They were saying Jake Paul can tag in Logan Paul anytime he wants to. So basically...
That's
and that's... Already I was yeah. like, nobody would agree me. To... The yeah. the two brothers can fight at him as one. Like, you can just tag him in at any point. Like, go ahead, third round three. Hey, come in here, Logan. You get some of this. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is bullshit.
Yeah. If it go to distance, because Mike Tyson's not that type of boxer. He's not a Floyd Mayweather. He's not a Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. In his prime, he wasn't. Yeah.
Like, and right, exactly. So I don't think Mike. See, Floyd is like, it's all defense.
Yeah.
So that's why he gets the fuck.
Let's take it to the cards. We're gonna take it to the cards. Yeah,
we're gonna take it to the cards.
Gonna
tie you out, and then yeah. So I think it's gonna be fun. They're gonna make a ton of money.
Yes. They already got $100 million check and, wow. and broke that up okay. probably. That. I would assume. Right. But anyway, sorry. If anybody didn't enjoy the sports talk, I'm sorry. But that was what grabbed my attention in the past couple of weeks.
I thought it was a great conversation.
Aside from the Kate Middleton disappearing thing that was going on, they're saying I don't know anything about that. They said she got a BBL. I don't know anything about any of that kind of stuff. I don't keep up with royal news. That was very interesting for a couple of days, but at this point, I don't really care. But yes, Kate Middleton disappeared, and people were concerned that the Royals did something to her, and or she got a BBL. I don't think Kate Middleton is the type of lady who would get a BBL. I don't think that's
I don't even know who Kate Middleton is.
She's like the wife of the next to be king.
Got you. Okay, I know who she is now.
William, I think William.
Does anybody have the? I'm talking like everybody can. Fucking
yeah!
Do you have the news app? Do you get notifications for that? On iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's been popping up on my phone. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Well, Kate Middleton?
What? I don't care. Yeah. Why does it keep popping up on my notifications?
Well, what was crazy
I don't
was
give a shit.
The way they took it to the next level, people were concerned a little bit, but they put out an AI photo of the family and tried to pass it off as like a real thing. Like, hey guys, I know you've been asking questions, but here's just me and my family. We're having a good time. Everybody's in good spirits. And the internet's the internet. This is why I go, this is why we don't get conspiracies like we used to. Because a bunch of regular people, I think they put it out on Time Magazine, something like a mm-hmm. publication. They put it out like, this is a real photo. And a bunch of people who know about photo, you know, encryptions and looking into stuff and being able to break shit down, they were
it's
like,
bullshit.
Their arms aren't touching in the background. And there's this weird gap where there shouldn't
fingers.
Be a gap. This is fake. And so they had to retract the photo, issue a statement saying that, yeah, the photo was fake. And then they put out a statement from Kate Middleton's Instagram being like, hey guys, I'm just a little bored at home because I'm recovering from like gallbladder stones or something. And I was just tooling around with some Photoshop on my phone. Sure. And so you guys caught me. I was trying to make the photo look nice, but you guys caught me. And that was like, oh, that seems like bullshit. Why would Kate Middleton be editing her own photos? I don't think, I think most of the Kardashians' photos are edited. I don't think Kim Kardashian's like sitting in her bed using the eraser finger, editing her own photos. She sends it to some dude in India and then he does it and then she pays him and then he sends it back. She's not doing that.
So I'm just working on my Adobe skills.
Like, yeah, exactly. And so people were like, this is weirder than we even thought. We just thought she might have got like a nose job or something and she's hiding, but now it feels like she's missing. So that's been developing. Again, I don't really care, but that was interesting for a couple of days. But my point about conspiracies is like, I don't think they could exist anymore because everybody is an expert now. Everybody's on the internet all day. We know what fake photos look like. We know what AI looks like. We know what altered Photoshop photos look like. So if the government goes, like, remember
people
when
don't have no life? What did you say?
Huh?
People don't have no life, so they can just kind of just fuck around with shit all day.
Oh, yeah, that's one.
I'm gonna dig into this.
Let me go ahead and dive into this. Let's see what's really going on. But yeah. I think 40 years ago, those aliens in Mexico in those boxes, I think that would have went. I think 40 years ago, people would have been like, "Yo, I think they're here. Aliens are among us."
Yeah.
But now it's like
we would have been still talking about that today. Yeah.
Yeah, people would be like, "You know, they found some aliens in a box. They're like aliens. You know, aliens are only like a foot and a half tall."
you can see everything, and we can cut this, but I do want to say this because this is on my mind early. If I die, God forbid, if I die a terrible death, and it get caught on a recording or something,
uh-huh.
Man, do whatever you have to do to make sure it doesn't. Because I can't stand to see videos of people dying and it being blasted all over social media. Like that's
yeah
that. That bothers me. I really hate that we do this on social media where it's just like we see video. It's like we're starting to see too much.
Yeah. Oh,
hearing the shit on the news, whatever. But now it's like we see it. It's like it's just too much.
I saw a man cut his own dick and balls off when I was like 10 years old, man, and that still affects me to this day. Yeah. The Pain Olympics.
Pain Olympics.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you talk about we're getting to the point, it's like, bro, I've been there for a long time, and I never left those kind of rabbit holes. I'm sure a lot of people have been blessed enough to not have gone down the rabbit holes that I've gone down. I think I saw it at your house, too. I think we both went down that rabbit
yeah.
hole. So it's like, I live in that point that you're talking about. I've lived yeah. in that space, like, my whole life. I've always seen shit that I shouldn't be seeing this.
Yeah, man.
But now the whole world is. You're right. You are Everybody. Very much right. Like a bunch of closed yeah. caption TV footage of cameras and inside warehouses and shit of people getting sucked in the machines.
We don't need to see that, man.
Yeah, it's graphic. Very graphic world we live in. Yeah, but no, yeah, chopped his own dick off and his balls and popped them out of himself. And I haven't been able to get that image out of my head for like 20 years now. So yeah,
balls are white. If anybody knows, the balls are white. I didn't know that.
They pop out. Who would have thought? He was just in his living room or something. So I think he had him on a cutting board. I think he cut his own dick off, yeah, balls off, man, on a cutting
with
board.
Like a butcher, like one of those thick.
Yeah, like a butcher's half, block, like a
yeah,
wooden.
Yeah. I'm talking about the knife. Like it was. Like
oh, yeah, he had like a meat cleaver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For the meat. Yeah. He wanted to get in there.
Yeah, meat. It's meat. It is meat. So, yeah, we live there. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have some interesting dreams tonight. Anyway, yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into some fucked up shit, more fucked up than the Pain Olympics. So stick around.
Affirmative Murder is brought to you by My Life in a Book. With Mother's Day right around the corner, I just know you guys are thinking about a truly special gift for your mom. But let me tell you about a pretty priceless gift. MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book that you could pass down from generation to generation, which I think is a pretty awesome memento to leave behind. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you want to ask. Your mother or the mother can either type her response or record her voice. MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It would be like preserving her voice and her stories for all of eternity. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories, and this is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm in the middle of my lifeinabook.com journey, and I'm really excited to see how it turns out. I've been asking some pretty thought-provoking and funny questions, and, you know, I'm excited to see the response, but I'm also just excited to have the physical book in my hands and know that I can look back on it in 20, 30 years. The interface is super user-friendly. The questions are super easy to set up. It's a breeze of a process. So what I need you to do is check out mylifeinabook.com. That's mylifeinabook.com. And use code AMP, that's A, M as in Mother's Day, P, at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for the mom in your life this Mother's Day. One more time, that's mylifeinabook.com. Use code AMP for 10% off today.
All right, and we are back, Fran. This yeah. week, we have a doozy of a story. I've been hearing about this story for the last, like, 6 months. And the person involved finally was convicted just, like, this week or maybe last week or something like that. Mm. And it, because the trial footage started going viral, it incentivized me to go and really take a deeper dive besides the headlines that I had seen over the last couple of months. Mm. And this story's absolutely crazy. Now, it's not per se... A crazy murder story or anything like that, but it is yeah. cults.
Yeah.
It is a cult. It's a black cult. Mm-hmm. And it is an absolutely insane cult that I feel like, again, if this was Keith Raniere, not to say anything about skin color, but, you know, if this was a more Keith Raniere looking guy, this would have dominated more headlines than I've seen, because this is one of the crazier cult stories I've heard ever.
Yeah.
Our affirmative murder this week is the story of Eligio Bishop and carbonation. What are your thoughts on this before we get into it? Like, what were your thoughts as you were starting to do research and all those things?
I'm going to make you get nice and comfortable. I'm going to disarm you. And then I'm going to eat your dick off.
Yeah, I don't,
A lot of sound bites.
Just in that in a nutshell, I mean, like, you, that was him, man. I mean, this was a very interesting, I had to play that clip. I laughed so hard. I mean, this dude, I don't know if you have the clip, that one, but this
dude. I hadn't
dude
heard that
into,
one. No, I had never.
This dude
never
went,
heard that.
Went into like three different voices. I'll play it at the end when we finish, but like that part was not. I said, this dude is crazy. This dude is crazy. I can't wait till we get into it because this is one of those. Now, it's one of those stories where we can kind of get into is like, now something crazy does happen, but like it's not as heavy. Is the other usual stuff we used to do. So
it has some heavy points for sure, but
there
is room to be like, what the fuck is
exactly.
For sure. Eligio Bishop was a man who wore many hats in the mid-2000s, friend. He reminds me a lot of Jody from Baby Boy. He dabbled in some modeling. He moonlighted as a stripper. On a few occasions, he did some sexual favors for some money, did something strange for a little piece of change. And also on top of all those things, he was a barber. So this guy he got his license as a master barber and also as a master baiter. Frank, could you hit the drums for me one time, please? Thank you. So he even filed for a business license and had apparently opened up a barbershop in 2014 in Georgia. So again, he all cash businesses. You know, this guy was not a fan of a 1099 or W-2. He liked his money under the table and he liked it. He liked that green stuff.
Hey, man, avoid taxes? I'm down.
Yeah, no, I respect the hustle. Eligio bounced around between New Jersey and Atlanta. And in 2009, he was arrested for forcible entry in Georgia. 2 years later, he faced charges of theft and was arrested for aggravated battery, but the charges were later dropped. In a Facebook post from June 2016, Bishop posed with a backpack, writing in the caption, "The ascension journey begins." He was headed to Honduras, urging anyone commenting on the post to let him be their guide out of the hell realm, which is how he described America, United States, the system of capitalism, the racist system of America. This is the hell realm. This is Babylon, and I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And again, I also want to point out, I'll get into it, but this is 2016, and this was an interesting time. This was like, we're in the full swing of the woke era. Where like this is now a public phrase and people, you know, coming into terms with like conspiracy theories and the government being against you. This was Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. Like there was a lot of political tension, racial tension.
That was 2016?
Yeah, the Trump election. So the tensions were high. There was a lot of racial animus. There just was a lot going on. So I think that this was a time where consciousness, even though it had been, you know, a thing and existed and people, you know, people talking about CMOS and being, you know, Dr. Sebi and all these things had always been around. But at this point, a lot of people were spiritually awakening and, you know, trying to find tribes and roots and things to belong to in a world where things were feeling very divided. So I think that anybody coming along, if you have a pinch of that real talk where you go, what do you have? Gallbladder stones? You should take some bee pollen and some sea moss, and that'll cure that up. And people go, wow, so you have the answers. And so you can pull in a lot of people with that ounce of truth and then slide in a whole bunch of bullshit.
It's funny when they do these type of characters on TV because they did this type of that what you're explaining, that character of on Always Sunny when Diddy was on there.
Yes. What was his name? Brother Love?
It was Dr. Man.
I know. We know it. And he was spraying the stuff on him.
Yeah,
and
he was like. He
had a rash. He had a rash.
And then like he sprayed it on. He was like, yeah, this and that and this. And then he was like, yeah, man, what did you spray? He's like, that was just pesticide. You had my back behind my back against the wall.
You were questioning my methods and
bullshit.
I just sprayed you. I had to spray you.
But he believed him, though. He
believed
whatever
him.
Whatever he said sounded true and real. It was like, oh,
if it
nature
sounds
is
good,
like, oh, it's,
it,
yeah.
If it sounds good, you can get a lot of people, man.
That's it, man. And that's exactly what it reminds me of. That's funny.
So, Fran, see, at some point, Bishop had begun his dive into the conscious community, and he started bastardizing some ideologies that were already sometimes controversial, as I explained. Again, I'm not trying to take this as an opportunity to bash the conscious community or like vegans or any of that healthy stuff, but you can take an ounce of that stuff and mix it with some pseudoscience-y shit, and it can sound good to dumb people. Smart people know how to take the one thing, oh yeah, sea moss or something that has a lot of nutrients in it. I'll start adding that into my diet. And dumb people go, oh, if you know about this, you must know about everything. So everything you say must be true. And that's a very dangerous game to play with people's minds.
And people who are desperate as well. That also, I think, plays a huge part in that.
Yeah. I think that inherently and overall, the human species are a people that need tribes, which is a big reason that I think as a people, we're in a bad place because it's just too big. Everything's too big. Cities are too big. People too separated. Everybody's isolated. It takes a village. It's not just a thing that people say. It should be how we work as a community. People should, you need trust. Neighborhoods should be more neighborly. People should be working together. That's just what people are. We're very tribal. But not only that, but people crave leadership.
Got it.
I think, you know, everybody's not Dame Dash. Everybody's not Elon Musk or whatever. Well, I'm a businessman, self-made. I work for myself. Some people need, hey, you cut coconuts. Like when you get break it down to who we are, like genetically and primally, it's like you are a hunter. You are a gatherer. You, inherently, we are that kind of people overall. Most people are. Some people are independent and can function on their own and don't like to be told what to do. But for most people, it's like, I just need direction. That's why religion's so big. Tell me how I should live my life and I'll do it. You tell me what I need to do and I'll do it. That's how most people are. And those are the people who are all over Facebook, and that's why I had to get out of there. That's why I had to get out of there. I was like, this is like a sheep farm. Anyway, so his Facebook following grew to more than 15,000 people thanks to his video posts professing to be a health guru, a spiritual guide, and motivating people to accept that the black man is God and that the answers or that any questions to life that they may have, the answers could be found in nature.
I mean, this dude was... All the shit that he was preaching and doing, he was very transparent with all the stuff he was doing. I mean, like, he was constantly on, you know, Instagram Live or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was
outside,
constantly showing what he was doing and getting into. And I mean, we can get in.
And I will give him, not his credit, but I will say he didn't come out of the gates crazy. Out of the gates, he was like an in-shape guy. He was saying, I'm in shape like this because I eat mangoes and I only eat raw plants and leaves and grass and shit. And I'm outside all the time and I get the sun rays, have all this vitamin D. He was saying all the shit. And again, I'm not trying to attack the consciousness community, but I've been down a lot of rabbit holes of Professor Griff and Brother Polite and all these guys because they also do conspiracy shit. The consciousness community is also... has this weird Venn diagram with conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my conspiracy rabbit holes led me to like Pan-Africanism and I'd known about Dr. Umar since 2010. Wow. You know what I mean? So he's been around for a long time, but the consciousness and conspiracy have this weird overlay. But there's a lot of people being conscious and being aware of your body and how to feed from the earth and being vegan. There's nothing wrong with any of this stuff. The problem is when you start to amass a following and popularity, what you do with it, and now you got to try to be the best at it. So you start to make up shit. And that's where the pseudoscience comes from, because it's like, I want to be the person that's telling black people the new thing that's going to change their lives. Hey, stop going to the doctor if you have cancer. Take some elfinberry.
That's what you're supposed to do, though. You're supposed to go against the old shit. We go like, that doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you the new
do
shit.
This works. And that's when you like, go, oh, what? He's in shape. It's like, all right, well, you don't eat berries and fruit and be like, you grow muscles. That's not how it works. Like,
he's in shape because he does push-ups. It's not just like, I ate six spoonfuls of sea moss and now I have abs.
Yeah, I mean,
good. I'm not knocking sea moss, but don't try to tell people that you are how you are because you take these things. That's not true.
When we talked about doing this story, these are one of the stories where I go, I'm more than happy to do this story, but I'm not thrilled. I'm not enthused about doing this. Because like these type of stories, these cult stories make me so hot. Mm-hmm. Because I go, I think naturally a lot of people do, you go like, how? Like what? He told you, and you did what?
Mm-hmm.
I just for some reason to me, I'm like, people can't be that gullible. People, we can't be just believe whatever people tell us. I don't know, man. It's so hard for me. If we done cold stories, and I still can't believe people fall for stuff like that.
Well, a lot of the time, it's not the message, it's the messenger. Sometimes it's a combination, but I think in this specific instance, it was the messenger. This was a good-looking guy. He was in shape. He was talking that shit about a very sexist shit, but also wrapped in, it's your duty. You know, as a woman, the black man is God, so you should protect and praise the black man. But guess what this benefits? It just so happens that Eligio Bishop is a black man. So, of course, it's like, I'm just telling you the truth of, like, the universe, that the black man should be praised and he's a king. Now, am I a black man? Yes. Should you suck the feet of black men and feed them and be in polygamous relationships? Yes. Now, am I black? Am I a black man? And do I get to benefit from those things? Yes, but that's just a coincidence. If I wasn't black, I'd still be telling you the black man is God. So he's just he's an interesting character. So
I get that. You know what? I take all it back. I take everything I say back. LeBron James came to me and was like, hey, man, look, join my camp. You'll be one of the great basketball players. I would go.
Well, who knows better than him? Who knows better than this guy who's 6'8", 255 pounds? He can give me the skills to be him.
I'm on the first flight, man. I take everything I said back. I take it all back. I think it all depends on where you're at and what you believe in. I take it all back. Yeah, I take it all back. Cut that.
So Eligio had masked a following, not only online, but in real life as well. And he'd even like put together a congregation of sorts that followed him to Honduras as an escape from Babylon, which is how Eligio described the U.S. So they get out to Honduras and he's preaching to a handful of followers that he is the second coming of Jesus Christ. He lays the groundwork for how his movement will operate, which is pairing off couples into arranged marriages, collecting their financial assets. As far as, you know, these are young college kids. He's taking their refund checks. Remember, we used to got a couple of those. That was nice. Yeah. He's taking those from them. Any kind of savings, anything they have, is like, you got to put it in the pot so that we can all live as a commune. But really, the money's going to him, and it's for him to control and do what he thinks is best, which is mostly feeding himself and getting things that he wants, which is like textbook. That's pimp. That's pimp shit. All of his shit was pimp shit. He was taking tech. This was all of it. Textbook. Like, this was, he was using a pimp's textbook to run a cult.
Yeah. Just dressed it up a little bit.
And wrapped it in a dashiki and was like, this is the earth and veganism and all that shit that has a real purpose and a real community of intelligent people who have real advice that you should combine this with this to have a healthy lifestyle. You got diabetes? Here's a health regimen that will help you. Not, you have high blood pressure? Well, just suck on a jicama root. You can eat all the candy you want, but if you just suck on this jicama root, it will counteract the diabetes. Oh, your foot's gone. So it's everything has to be parceled out in the right way.
So what I mean, this CMOS, is this like a new thing, right?
CMOS has been a thing that people have, it's become more publicly discussed, but it's been That's around. I've mean. Heard people talk That's about CMOS I mean. For like the better part of like at least a decade and a half.
What's the benefits of CMOS? Do you know?
It's just high in nutrients from what I hear. I've never had it myself, but from the descriptions of what people say, it sounds like it's just very like high in nutrients, and it's just, you know, a good source of, it's like taking a bunch of, it's like almost taking like a multivitamin. Okay. Like if you want vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin D, all the vitamins, you take a multivitamin, you get it from GNC. But what people who I've heard talk about CMOS is like, imagine that multivitamin that you get from GNC times 10. One scoop of CMOS is like 10 multivitamins. Yeah. According to them, I don't know shit about any of this stuff. Okay. Other than the terms, and I know the words, but I've not lived the life.
It just seems like when things hit social media like this, and people go, "Oh, I want some, man, get healthy. I want this and this." But then when people go like, "Oh, I sell it," and I go,
"Yeah, that's where the fix comes in."
You sell the bunches. You got cans all over the place. Like, is it real or is this manufactured type of
stuff? The best thing in the world, if you got gout. You need a blood transfusion, you can't see, it's CMOS. It's like, okay, cool. Do you know where I can get some? I sell it. I just happen to sell it. I'm just saying, but if I didn't sell it, I'd still be telling you it's the best in the world, but I do sell it. But I've heard people praise CMOS who don't sell CMOS. So I understand that there are people taking CMOS for the benefits of it, but also you get to, everything's a racket. Everything has a racket of people selling stuff. Yeah. Supplements, everything is like, somebody can tell you, hey man, this is a good thing to take, but there might be somebody that's telling you this is a good thing to take, And I also happen to sell it too. If you can get some, I can get you some. But it is amazing. But I can sell it to you. Buy it from me.
Yeah. I'm strawberry sea moss. I'm like, this, that doesn't, anything that's super healthy doesn't have taste. I was like, oh, this is delicious.
You're like, not supposed to like it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nasty. Like, you're not supposed to like it. Like, right. Yo, this is that new peach cobbler sea moss. You're like,
yeah, got peach cobbler sea moss. Come on, man.
What are we doing here, man? Come on.
Yeah. Got the banana pudding.
Yeah, I even put some sprinkles of some Nilla wafers on top for the crunchy goopy combination that people love.
I thought it was supposed to be healthy.
Yeah, that's really
sugary now.
Yeah.
No, it's just sugar.
This is just sugar, bro. This is how this supposed to clear up my diabetes. You talking about it's got all kind of cookie crumbles on it. So like I said, so they're out in Honduras and he's telling people stop taking doctor prescribed heart medications. And replace it with, you know, a vegan diet and you know, things like that. In fact, the reason the then called Melanation tribe, that's what they were called first, was Melanation. They then became Carbonation later, but they were initially Melanation. But the reason that the Melanation tribe left Honduras was because one of Eligio's followers gave him all of her money and a home in Costa Rica. So, you know, they're using social media to find their followers. One of their followers goes, hey, you guys should come to Costa Rica. I got some land and I got some money for you guys. He's like, let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Let's pack this shit up and let's hit the road. They got in the bus and they drove down to Costa Rica. This woman, who was known as Mama Dia, because, again, I forgot to mention, you know, the groundwork of the cult or whatever the group is. When you join, you have to give up your Babylonian name. That society knew you as, and pick up a more earthy name, that your new name. And so Mama Dia, who she was known as, she eventually passed away. And it is believed that she passed away because she had underlying health conditions that this psycho told her to stop taking her prescribed medication for and instead fucking drink cucumber water and take bee pollen and sea moss and stuff like that. And here's the thing. Take the medicine and drink the cucumber water. The problem comes when these people, I'm going to focus in on Eligio, a.k.a. Brother Nature Boy, which we'll get to. I'm going to focus on him, but there's a lot of these kind of grifty guys out here who tell you, not here's some things that will help you. Don't take any of the Western medicine shit. All that shit is poison. Only take this. And that's bad. If somebody's telling you, hey, man, listen, you should stop drinking just regular water, add some cucumber and some lemon to your water, drink that every day. It's good for you. It's got more electrolytes and whatever. That's good for you. But if you go, stop taking medicine and drink cucumber and lemon water, and then you won't have cancer anymore. That is dangerous.
Yes.
You know, so these things can be good things, but you shouldn't be telling people not to take medicine and go to the doctor.
Don't take your heart medicine.
Yeah, don't take your heart medicine. Just eat 5 dates every day. 5 dates and an apple, and you're good. Get a juicer. All these people are like, get a juicer and start juicing your fruit and your vegetables and just drinking it.
Yeah.
You won't.
Eat an apple a day.
It's like, bro, that's a nursery rhyme. Why are we paying you my life savings for you to tell me to eat apple?
Hey, look, one apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, listen, I know you have a flesh-eating virus, but, man, if you squeeze a lemon and then grind the seeds up, you got to put the seeds, the lemon, and the skin, all of it. That's how I talk to you. See, they tell you just eat the lemon, but you got to eat the skin to see the skin has all the extra protein and nutrients that you're not getting. Yeah. So you're really wasting the lemon when you just squeeze the lemon and just get the lemon juice. You're wasting all that fibers and energies that combat the carcinogenic properties. When they start saying shit like this, dummies are like,
because you can't fruit it.
Science.
Because you're like, well, I never ate the skin of the lemon. Maybe it does have some nutrients. Like, you don't, that's shit where your brain goes like, huh. Yeah.
So, well, I do have cancer and I've never eaten the skin of a lemon, so maybe that'll cure it. And people like that get taken advantage of all the time by people like this.
It's fucked up, man.
It's very fucked up. And again, I want to make it clear because I can already hear the DMs now. I am not here to personally attack or cross vegans or conscious people who eat sea moss, anybody who eats sea moss or uses earthly medicines and all that. I'm not here to attack. But what I'm saying is, if you are in that community, you know that that community is often infiltrated by grifters. There's a lot of bad faith people who put on African necklaces and infiltrate these communities that are really beautiful and trying to recreate that tribalism and community and taking care of kids and building schools and all this stuff. And they're like, you know, I sell oils, buy my oils. And they're just in it to get a quick buck.
Yeah. What is the end game here? What are you trying to accomplish? Like,
yeah, you're trying to uplift people, or are you out for self?
Right.
And there's a lot of people who infiltrate these kind of spaces and are out for self. And this isn't just this space. I'm sure like Mormons have Mormon people who are like, you know, I sell Oxford shirts.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, like come buy my Oxford shirts. Anyway, while in Costa Rica, former members described the derailed mania that was the leadership under Eligio. He had gone full-blown polygamous, claiming wives that he had already paired off to other members as his own. So he had already paired people off, and he's like, you know what? She's cute. I like her. So she's my wife now, and I have multiple wives. Now, anybody that I can have as many wives as I want. There was one former wife who claims that Eligio's reasoning for wanting to have multiple wives was he wanted to have multiple children with multiple different women, and then those children could then eventually grow up and have sex with each other, and then he would create this super race of, you know, conscious, awake, Eligio, Bishop, Brother Nature Boy, offspring.
Yeah. He wanted them all. He wanted them all to be born at the same exact time.
Yeah.
He wanted to impregnate all these women so they all could be born at the same time. So that was his plan. Like, that's gross talk.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's crazy. And then, but I think it's one of those things where we were having a conversation, I think, on a Patreon podcast where you talked about you don't pay for potential.
Yeah.
And that word potential, when you are wrapped up enough into an idea, you stick around because you go, I'm waiting for this guy to show me the greatness that brought me here. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but he's going to connect the pieces. And because I can't be wrong. This guy said he's the Messiah. I've been believing him for 6 months. He's talking about having his kids grow up and have sex with each other. But it must make sense because I can't be wrong. I've gave up my life, my family. I can't be wrong. I'm here for a reason. This guy can't just be some lunatic. And you have to sit there and be like, okay. So he must mean metaphorically he's going to eat the dick of racism and bring about a new... He can't mean...
That ain't what he was talking about.
Yeah, and he's like, no, you, right there. Take your dick out. I'm going to eat it off right now. Like, he must not... The black man is God. The black man is king. Take your dick out right now. Your dick will never be as big as mine. You're like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like, this is the type of shit that was going on. So,
yeah,
absolute lunacy. So, like I said, he started being full-blown polygamous, and he was verbally abusive. He was having these mandatory group spirituality classes, and he was also abusive to his wives. Mm-hmm. A woman named Carol described the moment she knew that she was getting the fuck out of Melanation in an interview with a newspaper where she said he beat her, meaning one of his wives. He beat her. He hit her in the mouth. He slapped her and punched her a couple of times. And then he told her to go into the tent and give him oral sex.
Wow. Oh, so, okay. Because I did see, I saw a video of another lady who was talking about this incident that was in the group. And she left. This is what made her leave.
Yes.
And I can't remember her name, but her name when she went that he gave her when she you know, joined the group or whatever. Her name was BP, which was for Blueprint.
Yes.
Yes.
You're the Blueprint.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Changed the name, but that's when she was like, she saw that and she was like, oh, I got to go.
Yeah, for sure.
I got to get out.
So she said, this was the breaking point. And she said, once I seen that, I was like, oh, no. Yeah. And that woman who that happened to left the day after the incident. And then she said, I left the day after that. Mm-hmm. So Carol added, to me, he's just a broken little kid. He's 40 years old, but he's a broken kid. He's projecting that hurt and pain onto everybody else, she said. She went on to say, I know his mother and father died while he was at a young age, so he was put into the foster homes. And he was in and out of foster homes, and a couple that did adopt him ended up abusing him in the situation. And I know that he's been through a lot of hard situations, but we've all had a lot of hard situations. So that's no excuse. Now, the group would eventually be kicked out of Costa Rica for being a public nuisance, basically. I saw something about them they were defecating on the bases of trees, which I guess is like bad for the trees.
Yeah.
And also you're just like being gross and homeless in another country. Like, people are like, what are you guys, right. what are you, why are you guys here? Like, you're on tourist visas, but it's very loose.
A lot of people say those expired too. Like, a lot of the people had those visas and work, whatever they call narrow. A lot of those expired.
Yeah.
You know, they was there for however how long. So it was like, oh, well, y'all got to get up. That added on to the shit they had going on, people saying, oh, y'all got to get out of here.
Yeah, this is unacceptable.
Can't tolerate this.
Yeah. One specific incident really put Melanation on the map in a way that I don't think Eligio, who now was going by Nature Boy, enjoyed very much. So this is also kind of gross, but whatever. So the cult had been joined in Costa Rica by a young white woman from Canada named Kayla Reed. Kayla was apparently from a very Christian family, and she told her family that she was going on like a retreat, like a Christian retreat, or to do some, you know, when they go to another country and give them Bibles and food and stuff. I forget what that's called.
Yeah.
One of those things. She's like, I'm going on one of those. I can't remember why the word is escaping me right now. But either way, whatever. So she said she was doing that, and then she just never came home, never called them. She just went away, and she ends up going to Costa Rica. So this innocent lily white woman joining an ex-stripper and all of his dashiki-wearing apostles, the BBC did an expose immediately. They were like, I don't know what this lily white woman and her family is concerned, and they're out here with all these black people in Costa Rica. Send a team out there ASAP. So they do a expose, video expose, asking this guy if he kidnapped her, what's going on, what's the situation, and this goes viral. Now, nobody cared when it was a bunch of black people from Atlanta and shit, and, you know, they were out there getting smacked in their mouth and stuff. Nobody cared. As soon as this white woman from Canada was there, they were like, wait a minute. What the hell is this going on over here? Is she okay? Is she safe, sir?
With your chains and jewelry.
Yeah, you got all your jewelry, all your bling. What's up, Daquan? You know, it was very that kind of shit. Now, his name's Eligio, but, you know, Nature Boy. But I'm sure they were like, what's up with this? What's going on with all this? What's all this African necklaces and stuff going on? Is she safe? And so at first it started off like, this is annoying. I don't know why y'all are doing this. Yeah. They had her on the camera. She's like, nah, I'm just free. Like, I'm just wanted to be in Costa Rica. Like, everything's cool.
She had a gun to her back. Yeah.
Yeah. But it seemed cool. I'm not even going to say that. She seemed like she wanted to be there. Maybe she was like, they are all out there fucking and having fun and not paying rent. It seems like a fun time, man. Like, I just graduated college. You know, I'm kind of backpacking. I'm going to live a different life. I'm lived in Canada my whole life. I want to do something different. I fully could buy into that. She went and signed up for his Facebook group and saw some videos that she fell for that shit, and she was like, I lived this experience. I want to get out of my bubble, and I want to travel the world. They're in Costa Rica right now. I want to go. I could believe that she was there of her own free will, but as soon as the shit started to get hot, when they realized the BBC news reports were negative, he was like, get the fuck. Get out of here. Like, go home. So then they did another video where she's like, I'm going to go back to Canada. Like, I don't want anybody to get hurt because of me. Like, I love these people, but I'm going to go. And I know that the preceding conversation before they did that video was like, hey, man, listen, you're causing a bunch of shit and people all in my business. You got to get the fuck out of here. So take your shit and go back to Canada and get the fuck out of here. And then they made it seem nice and everything. But I'm sure he was like,
it was a blessing for her.
You got to get the absolutely. She lucked up. She has no idea how lucky she is. So Kayla gets the fuck out of there. And also all this negative press, because all this stuff blows back on the Costa Rican government. They're like, you know, these guys are from America, right? What the hell's going on? Are they kidnapping women and hiding out in your country? The Costa Rican government was like, hey, bro, get the fuck out of here. Pack your shit up and go.
Yeah.
And their shameful exit was delayed slightly further when Melanation was kicked out of Costa Rica. But a flight on Spirit Airlines was grounded because other passengers complained of them being too stank.
Spirit Airlines won't let us on the flight because they said we stink. But nobody stinks. We need a lawyer. We need to, like, this is like a lawsuit has to be done about this. This is crazy. Like, we don't stink. They said that we can't get on the plane because we stink. They said we can't get on the plane because we stink. They said we can't get on the plane because we stink, bro. It's because we're black. I'm just letting you know that right now. Make this go viral, y'all. Can you tell us why we got off this flight? Why did they tell us to get off the flight?
You can go in this place because some passengers
didn't
say that you smell.
But you saying the passengers say that we smell?
Yes.
We don't eat anything that stinks.
We don't even eat anything that stinks is what he says. So again, in his mind, he goes, we only take baths in creek water and we only eat things from nature. So they're saying that we stink when we are not, we're using deodorizers that are natural from the earth. They don't have any metallic materials in them, nothing cancer causing, no alloys in them, only natural ingredients. We smell natural and of the earth. And all that shit sounds good until you're in a tube that is having artificial air pumped into it. Y'all stink, man.
Yeah.
Y'all in here smelling like creek water and Badussi, and you got to get out of here. This is unacceptable. And he took great offense to it. He was like, we don't stink. Y'all stink. Y'all the ones in here smelling like Tide bleach and Degree deodorant. These are all things that are going to give y'all cancer. We're living pure. It's like, bro, listen, check this out. We're all going to die someday. If I got to get cancer from deodorant, then it just is what it is. I'm not walking around here stinking. I don't give a fuck. Natural deodorant, deodorizers, natural spring water, all that shit is cool, bro. Give me a loofah, some fucking body wash with exfoliating beads in it. Like, I'm not walking around here rubbing lemons up under my underarms. It's not happening,
nah,
man. Bro.
Nah, you can't. In the video, there's a guy, one of the guys in the background kind of like lifts his arm up and like the smell to see if he stinks.
Yeah.
It's like, man, yeah, man, y'all stink. You can't be. I'm sorry. If I'm one of the other passengers, I'm not going to be having nobody sitting next to me smelling like, you know, eight cans of bounced ass. It's not going to happen. Yeah, you got to get up and go. It's already, it gets hot in the plane in Louisville. Anyway, got a little bit of air that kind of blow in there, but it's like, we all close together. Y'all don't wash your ass and you probably don't brush your teeth. So it's like, it probably smells crazy. Yes. Man. Like, nah, man, y'all can't be walking around with this nature smells. Like, no, man, y'all in the sun sweating and, no, like what? That's dirt. Sweat stinks. Lemons. Man, you know, fucking get a washcloth, wash your ass, man. That's crazy. So, hey, man, look, they talking about we stink. No, it's nature. No, it's like, no, dog. This ain't got nothing to do with you eating pineapples. Yeah. So I'm gonna have to do so with how your body odor.
I brush my teeth every day with a barley root and some blueberry skin. Y'all gonna tell me my breath stinks? Yes. Yeah. You ever heard of
Skull? All these rules, but good hygiene. Yeah. Come on now.
I tell you what, then y'all need to fly a natural plane. Get some leaves and some petals. Yeah, y'all need to
walk your natural.
Y'all can't take y'all's ideology into the artificial matrix world where we're all sheep and, you know, using deodorant that's going to give us cancer and brushing our teeth and using Listerine and shit. You can't take all that and come over here with us. Because on this plane, we wash our ass. We brush our teeth, and we put on perfume, and we like to smell good. Y'all can't come in here with y'all tattered clothes on, and none of y'all have bathed and showered or brushed your teeth in weeks, and look at us like we're crazy. But that's what they did. Now, eventually they did get out of Costa Rica. They bounced around from a couple of islands. Like, they were just all over the place. I don't know how they were getting money for these flights. I guess, you know, obviously Spirit is cheaper, but it's still a plane ticket.
Yeah.
But they were bouncing around to different countries with probably more lax and lenient immigration rules. Whereas, like, we're not really sending people to check on you. You can come here and just sleep outside. So they were going to a lot of islands like that. And as to be expected, the now monikered Three God, 333, that's one of his things that they do. 333, that's how they praise him. Yeah. By him, I mean Nature Boy. The people behind him, he goes, it's me, the Three God. They go, 333.
Yeah, I changed my name.
Yeah. You see my name? Oh, yeah, I saw your name's Three God Fran in the chat. So the Three God and his arrogant ignorance got him in a lot of beef in the consciousness community, in the conscious community, when he started getting into arguments with other content creators in the community. Because they started to go, what is this guy? He's kind of bastardizing the ideas. So people started to call him out like, hey, man, you're not doing this right. You're saying some crazy shit. And he was saying a lot of crazy shit, which we'll get to. So, carbonation, after being... they also got kicked out of Hawaii for violating some quarantine protocols. So they were in Hawaii during COVID, during the pandemic in 2020. And Hawaii was like... I don't know if it was because they were sleeping outside or maybe you weren't supposed to be on the beaches because of the pandemic or something like that. Whatever it was, they were like, get the fuck out of here. We're kicking you off this island.
Yeah.
So they ended up settling.
Fucking up this beautiful
place. Yeah, it's those beautiful place. Y'all out here stinking and stuff. We got tourists out here trying to follow mask protocols. And now, again, this is where I say, I'm not trying to make this political or whatever, but you got to talk about it, right? If you are a, like, naturalist, holistic, whatever, 2020 was a crazy time because you're like, how is a mask? I'm trying to breathe in natural air. They are these kind of people. and it's all fake, and y'all want me to put a vaccine in my body and all of that shit. They are all of that shit coincides with some of that natural body from the earth ideology. Like, I'm not taking some man-made virus and this, that, and the third. So they probably were like on the beach, people being like, excuse me, we're kind of practicing social distancing because of COVID's fake. It's not real. Time, I'm not taking the vaccine. Yeah, 2020 was a crazy time. So these people lined up right with that. They already stink.
Mask. Like,
you're trying to stop the sun from getting in my face. I'm getting vitamin D into my mouth. Y'all trying to kill me. It's like, I tell you what, man. Hey, get the fuck off Hawaii. I don't know what to tell you. Take this shit back to the States. Go back to America with this shit. So they end up in DeKalb County, Georgia. So they're back stateside in a neighborhood, just in a regular house with like 20 people living in it. And he also, like I said, he had divided the house because he wanted some of the wives of people that he had paired off. So he like split the group down the middle and put them in two separate houses, and because he wanted wives that he had already given to people. Mm-hmm. And again, this is all toxic masculinity. The women are not meant to have any respect or they're not people. You're like a thing for me to have, which is where it gets crazy, because so much of the conscious community is like, Black women, the you know, we all come from Black women. Their power is amazing. There's nothing more powerful than a Black woman. And for this guy to come into that community and be like, no, man, fuck all that. The Black man is king, and y'all are just supposed to do my bidding. It's really like twisted. Like, it's all really fucked up. Also, he was saying that he was a cult, which made this really weird. So it's like, nobody that's a cult is a, like, saying they're a cult. Like,
come out and say it. Yeah.
Keith Raniere's like, no, this is we do this. David Koresh, nobody's saying they're a cult, but here's the thing, he's like, no, man, I like what a cult is. I like how they are controlling them and all these things. I like those things. So I'm a cult. He wasn't trying to hide anything. He liked to be like, watch this. Smack. He smacks somebody and he's like, bark like a dog. And they'd be like, yes, sir. He's like, I like that. That's what I like. I like abusing these people. I don't want to hide the abuse. I'm abusing them.
Right. And that's where I go when we get into cults. I go that this is the end game of why, at least this is what I think. The having control over people, women, making them do what you want them to do, the sexual advances that you can tell these women to do on you, is like, they like all, it's, there's all that shit where they preach and I'm the guy. That's all, it's all bullshit. It's for them to control you and have you perform all these oral sex and have sex with them and then have their babies and they tell you what to do. Like,
that's the point of all this.
That's the point of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't. You think they believe the shit that come out their mouths? No, it's for me to get to this point where when we start this whole thing, it's like I got to ease into it because I can't just come out and go like I want to make all y'all my wives and get into the polygamy shit. It's like
I got to spoon feed it
to you, and then after a while, once I get you attached, it's like now I start putting all these different ideas on you and shit, and you start to believe him, and then it's like now you got them standing behind you with the fingers over their eyes. You tell them to do shit. It's wild, man. One video he told the dude, I don't know, he was like on live. And that's what I mean. Like, he was transparent with the shit he was doing. He was on live and he was like, they was feeding him grapes and shit, and then one of the guys fed him a strawberry.
And he smacked the shit out of him.
He smacked
what you ever in your life.
He's not with no motherfucking strawberry. I said, nah, this is crazy. I said, nah.
It's like, bro, you're a man. At the end of the day, you're a man, bro. Like, why are you here feeding this man fruit and letting him smack you in your face like this? Well, that's the three God. He has the answers. He's the Messiah.
I said, nah.
No.
That'll woke me up.
I'm like, wait, did you just smack the shit out of me?
Right.
No, this dude's crazy. Here's some of the crazy shit. So this is... And we could do this all day. I don't want to inundate people with clips, but there's just so many of the clips, man. This is the kind of crazy shit he was doing.
Don't use that water. That's not water. That's a cocktail of chemicals that you're putting into your body, and your body is absorbing 1 gallon of water. That's not even counting the steam that is going into your lungs. It's giving you cancer. And not only that, it is calcifying your pineal gland, which allows you to connect to the higher realm, to the ether.
So he would say that kind of shit, and if you don't know any of these words and don't know that it's nonsense and gibberish, you go... Ah, okay, got it. The pineal gland. Now, what he is, and you know this shit too because you listen to Absol. What he meant to say is the pineal gland.
Yes.
Right? But because he just watched a couple of videos and was like, oh, this shit, this is how you twist their heads up saying this doofy shit? okay, the penile gland is, you get all the knowledge from your ancestors is inside the penile gland, and you can unlock that with sea moss roots and raw honey. And then once that's activated, that your third eye opens up, and now you can see all the knowledge in the matrix. Now, he's saying all the shit wrong, but if you don't know, it sounds like some slick shit. Oh, the steam, you get cancer from steam in the shower.
Exactly.
So that's how he gets you in, by saying some shit that sounds kind of big worded, but it's a bunch of nonsense. And then that's how he slowly gets you to the point where you're eating strawberries and he's smacking your face. It's a slow walk. He slowly walks you to it.
It's a slow walk.
So on April 14th, 2022, Alegio Bishop was arrested on charges that included rape, false imprisonment, and sending sexually explicit electronic transmissions without consent, also known as revenge porn. The arrest came after a major raid of the home for the Carbonation cult in DeKalb County, Georgia. They also had changed from Melanation to Carbonation after some legal battles where somebody who defected copyrighted Melanation. And so they were like, well, because he's a savvy businessman, Alicia was like, nah, you don't get to own the shit that I created. We're Carbonation now. You think you can own it? It's all about me. It's whatever I call it. Because here's how dumb all these people were. One of the guys that defected was like, I copyrighted Melanation, so now I'm the leader of Melanation. He was like, you know what I mean? Like, and he was serious. He was I'm the leader of it because I own it.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, guess what? Psych. Now we're Carbonation. There's a bunch of dummies arguing with each other.
Yeah.
So now we're Carbonation. You can't be me. I'm the three god. You can't own Melanation. I am Melanation. And that was his philosophy for a lot of things. Sexually transmitted diseases, cults. What he would say was, let me just give him full context in the cult thing. So he was saying he was a cult, but his whole thing was like, I'm a cult, but the United States is a cult. We're all a cult. They were like, do you have HIV AIDS? And he was like, we all have AIDS. Everybody's AIDS. That's his thing he would say about everything. Do you have herpes? I have herpes. We all have herpes. Everybody has herpes. That's how the world works. We're all herpes. So you could never really pin him down on what he has, what he is, what he isn't, because he would just go, yes, I am, but we all are in our own ways. So you go, okay.
Okay. Yeah. How do you respond?
Exactly. But he definitely got accused of passing sexually transmitted diseases to a lot of people. Sure he did not have protected. Yeah. He didn't wrap it up. Like, he was a very careless dude, and he was having sex with a lot of partners. So he definitely gave a lot of people herpes. And then he would be like, does she have herpes? But we all have herpes. Did you know that 75% of the world has herpes? That's the kind of shit he says. And it's dumb, but it sounds smart.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's natural.
Like, statistically, most people have herpes. Because, like, cold sores, all these things are the herpes gene or whatever it is. Like, more people have herpes than don't. But, like, when we say herpes, we're talking about, like, genital herpes. Like, the sexually transmitted disease.
Yes.
So, but when he says that, he goes, well, most people have herpes. So, they could have got it from me. They could have got it from anybody. But we all have herpes. We all have it. So, like, you know, we are all herpified. And you go, damn, that's true. Like, we all have it. So it's really like none of us have it if we all have it. And it's all dumb. But it takes is one person to go like, whoa, damn. You hear one of those in the crowd, you're like, it's a wrap. He's selling 1,000 sea mosses at the end of this lecture. All it takes is one person like, okay. You didn't say anything. So the charges that he was penned with stemmed from an incident that took place about a month prior to the raid when Nature Boy wouldn't allow one of his wives to leave the home. He then forced her to give him oral sex after an argument, which is something that he did in Costa Rica. This is his play. He's like, I don't care how mad you are. If I tell you to suck my dick, you're going to suck my dick. This is the kind of gross cretin that this guy is.
Yeah. It's, I mean, like, that's what they love, man. It's like, well, you're pissed, but
I'm going to make you do something.
I gotta make
that's my power. I have power over you, which is sexual assault. It's rape. It's all those things.
Sexual assault. Thank you.
Yes. So he wouldn't let her leave. He then forced her to give him oral sex. And then he did after a couple of days, he let her leave. He didn't let her leave. She left. And then when she left, out of revenge, he posted a video that he made of him having sex with her on Twitter.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is revenge porn, which is illegal. He then, when he was charged with it, he then claimed that his defense was that this was consensual. And that this was for educational purposes. He's like, there's all this beautiful stuff happening and all these things. Like, I put this video out there. We both agreed to put it out there so people could learn, like, about the energy transfers that happen when you're having sex with people. See, sex is like a transfer of energies, and the power that is in sex is you're embodying spirits and all more goofy shit.
Goofy shit, talking in circles, and bullshit. Like, man, do I actually believe this? Do you actually believe what this person is saying?
Well, yeah, sure, because let me play this for you. While the trial was happening, he had people outside of his house, his following, his devout following, and they were saying the craziest shit ever.
Basically, the police raided us on false allegations.
Followers who were at Bishop's home on Arbor Chase the night of the arrest defended their leader and insisted women are not mistreated here.
He says those criminal accusations are from a disgruntled former member of the Carbon Nation family.
The woman that was here, she gave consent to actually release it for sexual education.
They believe in nature, nudity, and kindness.
Everything that happens sexually happens among adults.
Correct. Yes.
Consenting adults.
Correct.
They call him God, literally.
God is a very loving being. He's very caring. He's very holy.
This is a revolving door, and you can come in and out as you please. No one is going to hold you against your will.
Women come here, they don't get their way in. They go against the black man.
Black man is God.
The black man is God.
And y'all just locked up the Messiah.
They just locked up the Messiah. And then at some point they go, tweet, tweet, tweet. That's what they do. And there was like 10 people outside of his house in that video. Holding signs.
Holding little signs. Yeah.
Absolutely insane. So like I said, Nature Boy's stance on sex education are clearly very wild. And like consent, his stance on everything is very wild. He doesn't believe in protection, and even though he was practicing polygamy, as I said, he's been accused of spreading multiple STDs to multiple people, and one of his more controversial takes is that he has sex in front of his children.
You know why I don't let kids around me, other people kids around me? Because the way I am. When I see my son, this is how I treat my son. We naked together. I take bath with my kids. I'm naked with my kids. I have sex in front of my kids. My son be breastfeeding, and I'll be making love to his mom.
Wow, man.
So again, like, so he gets you again, right? He gets you where he's like, I believe in being natural with my kids. I bring my son in the shower with me. It's like, I mean, that's not crazy. I have skin to skin contact and being one with my son and him feeling my energy from me. I'm like, I mean, that's not weird, I guess. And he's like, matter of fact, while his mom is breastfeeding him, I'm fucking her from the back. Crazy. You're like, yeah. Whoa, man, what the
that's
hell?
That's crazy. So, yeah, he come over and grab my dick. I go, see, what do you, like, how does that, when you say stuff like that, how does that sound okay
to
you?
But we're already an hour into the lecture. He'd already said enough half-smart science-y shit that then he says crazy. Something like that. And you go, oh, but I mean, he must know better than me. And that's how this shit works. It's like, that's when I go, all right, man, I'm going to get up out of here. I don't know what the hell. Nobody else? Nobody else thought that was weird? He just said that. Just me? All right, man. Well, I appreciate y'all, and y'all have a nice day. What are we talking about here? Because you had me at first when I'm like, well, yeah, me and my son go out in the backyard. We go out there naked in our birthday suits, and we just let the sun hit us. And the sun rays hit us, and it's beautiful, and we're warm, and we get energy from the sun. I go, that's beautiful. Then I go in and go raw dog on his mom. With him in the bed too.
He touched my dick and we laughed. Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, we don't. Why? I really don't even know what to say.
You left me speechless with that one, sir. I don't even really know. And again, Fran is not making up that. He's saying that. Like, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
I just want to make it clear. Like, you're not yes anding me. Like, no. That's what he said.
This is what he said. Quote, this is what he said. That came out of his mouth. I said, no, it's crazy. Oh man, like he wanted to control all these people. I mean, it's a ton of clips, but the last clip I'm not gonna play because it's more you need to see it. But he got rejected from a club or something like that, and he had his women with him, and something happened where like the guy owns the club or something. Then it skips all of that. He's talking to like now he's again on Instagram Live or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's another lady there, but I think the lady, she was just like some random because she was like, follow me on whatever, say her handle, whatever. Uh-huh. And then he had the women lined up against the wall and was like, down. And they went down their knee, up. And they went up, and the lady was like, well, you go ahead now. And he was like, yeah, I mean, I got it like that. And that's what I mean by like, they love to have that type of control.
Yeah. And he likes to display it. He likes to go on live and be like, go downstairs and go get me something to drink now.
Yeah. But for somebody else to go like, what? Go ahead now. You got it going on.
You got them trained.
You can't see what the fuck is going on here. Like, this is nuts. These people look in their eyes. They look blank. They like, they don't know what the fuck they've been brainwashed. For sure. And he's like, down, up. It's like they're animals. It's like, and then for nobody to see that and go like, I mean, it's not much anybody can do anyway, but still.
Yeah.
You sit there
and this
like,
is a volatile person. Like, if you were to go, hey, man, you don't got to be talking to him. Like, man, shut the fuck up.
Oh, he'll
I'm
the
king.
Yeah.
Like, he's crazy.
Just snap.
Yeah. I could do this shit all
day. Walk around with a feather in his hair and shit.
I could do this shit all day.
You messed up in your life because your mind is messed up. It's all in your mind. If you a strong person, can't nothing come inside of you and create an imbalance because you strong and you smart and you intelligent and strong don't have nothing to do with muscle. It has everything to do with knowledge and wisdom. You weak.
So he says shit. So he says shit like that, right? He'll say something like that, draw you in, and then we'll get to this.
Bring it to my motherfucking mouth. Get in the scene, y'all. Mm-hmm. Show you in the scene.
He's talking to two men. This is what Fran was talking about.
Did I ask for a strawberry? Bitch, did I ask for a strawberry?
No.
Huh?
No, my chief.
Don't you ever in your motherfucking life give me no motherfucking strawberry unless I ask for one, motherfucker.
Pushing three.
Turn to Denzel Washington.
I make you get on your knees if we're not the same.
Right.
He's got a bunch of chains on and in a poo shiesty mask.
See, they ain't used to a pimp.
A pimp? He just said it. He's crazy as shit, man.
Yeah, crazy shit.
You just put the poo shiesty over his face.
Not my way, bitch. When I move, you move.
Ludicrous. Yeah. Let me play this clip. Because he gets into his bag in this clip.
So again, before you play, I just want to say this is the contrast. He'll bring you in like on that David Goggins shit. Today is the day. You got to believe in yourself. People tell you no, muscles and strength, that comes from within. That's about unity and strength and unifying yourself and being one with nature and all this type of shit. Then 6 months down the line, you standing in a dark room holding a plate of strawberries. He's smacking you in your face and making you feed him by hand.
In this video, people behind him, they got the three, mm-hmm. whatever the little sign is up to their eye, behind, they and they stand there like that. And he's in the midst of this episode. He gets into it.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm that type nigga. You don't know what's gonna come out of me. And I can be anything. I'm not saying. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. What's the question number one?
You want me to be a little bit of this, a little bit of that? What do you want to be? You know what I mean? Hey, look here. Hey, you. Let me tell you something, my friend. All right? I'm from fucking 53rd and fucking
It's Carlito's way.
You know? I'm over there. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here, eh? We can do whatever we want, eh?
What's your question number two?
Whatever you want to do.
Oh.
We can do it.
Is he peeing?
Oh. No, that's like, I guess it's like a waterfall in the background.
Baby, leave. Oh.
And this is a room full of people.
Yeah.
What? Come on, son.
What's your question number three?
Fuck wrong with these niggas, man? Huh? Yeah.
Can you pause it for 1 second? Because I have a quick question.
You're right here, dog.
Is this edited or is he doing all this back to back to back?
No, this is back to back to
back. Oh, that's crazy as shit. This isn't like chopping up and this is like an hour of clip condensed into 30 seconds. He's doing all these voices back to back to back.
Back to back.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, now he's in his DMX bag. Listen.
My dog's at. Oh, yeah.
Eyes roll back in his head and stuff.
And you know what that means.
Uh-oh. Voice pressure number three or four.
Let me tell you something. First, you get your lighter. And then...
the mask.
You get yourself to mess up.
Oh, he's crazy as shit.
Fire Marshal Bill here. How you doing? Nice to meet you, kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's Fire Marshal Bill.
They just holding the three up to the eye, just not moving. Just having him go off into this. I don't know what you want to call it, but like that was not a. That was it's more to that clip. I'll post some when that episode dropped, but I mean, like, he was going in. I mean, that was his, he was going back to, he was, I don't know what he was talking about, but I mean, like, he was, I guess he was just showing his skills.
He was just doing the improv, like, I can just do everything. Just doing a variety show. Like, right. What was the message? Yeah. I don't know. I can do a Robin Williams impression. I can do a Scarface impression. Watch me doing back to back to back. Watch me do a Jim Carrey now. What are you trying to tell them? Why are they here? Why are we here? Yeah. So he wakes you up out of your sleep in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning. He's like, everybody get in the fucking room. I got some stuff to say on Instagram Live. And then he does that.
Yeah.
And then he's supposed to, and he's like, I'm the Messiah. I'm teaching lessons. This is one of my lessons. You're welcome to school. Welcome to class.
Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. Wow. But anyway, so after about 2 years awaiting a trial, and then an incident during the trial when Eligio attempted to fire his attorney mid-trial for no reason, and the judge turned him down. So you can't, the judge basically said, you can fire your attorney and proceed representing yourself, or that's it. Those are your options. Like, either you can proceed with the attorney next to you, or you can fire him, but then you're representing yourself like a Darrell Brooks.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Was that his goal, or he was going to
hire
somebody
else? No, he wanted
to.
I think he had another lawyer in mind, and the judge was like, okay, the trial is in progress. We're not taking a recess for you to hire a new attorney or whatever. The trial is going to proceed. So you can either proceed without an attorney, or you can proceed with the attorney next to you. But if you fire him, you will not get a chance to, like, go look for a new attorney. It basically was an attempt to, like, to prolong the trial.
Yeah.
And they said no. Then there's somebody got COVID during the trial. And he really was like, and I would love, I don't have the time because there's hours of footage. I'll bet there's a ton of footage of him being like, COVID's fake. It's not real. And then during the trial, he's like, I don't feel safe in the trial, in the courtroom. I would like to take a delay because I'm afraid of getting COVID. Somebody got COVID. He tried to use it as an excuse to delay the trial. And I bet he was a staunch COVID denier.
Oh, now it's real, huh?
Now it's real.
Now it's real.
So after a couple of hiccups, but the trial went mostly smooth, he was found guilty on all charges and sentenced to life in prison without parole. He still has a surprising amount of followers, both online and in real life, who are still spreading his messages and saying free him, free the three God, and all these things. Which I assume will die down eventually. But another thing that's interesting that's taking place is one of his ex-wives, I don't think any of these were legal ceremonies, but there's a woman named Velvet. Velvet left the cult and then got with the guy who I told you copyrighted Carbonation.
Really?
He left Melanation and got into a beef with Nature Boy. And then Velvet and this guy got together.
But I feel like you would learn a lesson though, right? You learn a lesson. You go like, okay, this is not what, you know, especially when you see the negative shit that come along with it, was like abusive and, you know,
but I think that
sexual assault all
mentally
stuff.
The,
I feel like you learn a snap out of it or something.
Yeah, but I think mentally the damage is still done. So now that's just kind of like part of your DNA now. Like you fall for these kind of things in people. When you're looking for a new partner, you look for alpha personalities and people that are smart to you in your mind, and people that are in the same community as you that are vegans and conscious and all these things. And all it takes is somebody to go, I'm looking for a woman that I can just manipulate and do what I want with. And then you find somebody that's like, oh, I used to be with Nature Boy. It's like, got him. So the Nature Boy saga continues, but without Nature Boy. Eligio Bishop is in prison. He will be in prison for the rest of his life. Something I'm sure he's shocked about. He, you know, is claiming up and down the conspiracy. They framed him. This woman is lying. She consented, and then she just was upset about the revenge porn, but everything else is a lie. And I'm sure he will appeal. If he is able to, he will appeal when he can. And this isn't the last we've heard of Nature Boy. But best believe, this is an absolute lunatic. Like, I don't mean he got power hungry or anything like that. I think he either has always been crazy or the power made him crazy, but the things that I saw displayed were not the things. Like, I think Keith Raniere is just a narcissist and a manipulator and somebody and wants money from people. Nature Boy, Eligio Bishop, is like a crazy person.
Yeah,
who got some people to
wanted all of those things too, though.
And wanted all those things too. Yes, just, for sure. Let me not take that away from him. He is a manipulator and controlling and wants to take power sexually over people and all those things. But it's also this weird, like, oh, but you're also like crazy, like you're a lunatic, waking people up to do Jim Carrey impressions in the middle of the night, and they all got to hold the three over their eye. He's like crazy. He's like a megalomaniac. Like, what's the next crazy thing I can get y'all to do? Everybody hop on one foot. That's crazy.
You know, like he got power drunk. And so, yeah, I don't really know if there's a lesson here, but I just thought this was a crazy story. That was the story of Elijah Bishop.
When you go out in public and, like, want to go to a club.
With your women. Yeah, like.
When your women are wrapped around your arms.
That's not conscious.
This
clubbing and buying bottles and all that stuff. That's not that's you wanting to be like, I'm a player.
Man.
Thoughts?
The dude was a psycho, to say the least. I mean, very interesting story. I've seen clips of this guy pop up here and there. Let the clip before, I saw that a while ago before we even talked about doing the story, where he was just like, I'll let people, I remember him saying like, I'll let them, if they want to leave, I'll let them leave. I remember seeing that clip. That's the only thing I saw. That's the only snippet I saw. I didn't really watch the whole video, but that's the only thing I saw. And then that was it. But for me to actually dive into it and watch video of like all the shit that he was doing, and for it to be like clips, like usually you hear these stories is all, you know, articles or it's word of mouth.
No, he had a
you
very big really social see. Media presence. You could just hear it right from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. YouTube. So it was more like a modern type of cult, where it's like he's on social media all the time and he's kind of displaying everything all over the place, where we can have footage and we can like, oh, see what he's, this is not stories from somebody that was, that saw something, some type of interaction going on. Like the one lady said she saw him slap, you know, we saw him slap somebody on camera. So we go like, oh, this is, that definitely happened. So when I did my research, I was like, oh, this is more like a modern type of cult. Like, I don't know about, I'm not really into cults really, but if there were people starting cults now, this how it would go, a new age cult where it's like, they blast out, they on Instagram Live where people just commenting, you can't really do nothing. So,
and also recruiting people using social media.
Yeah.
You know, you go. So this is, I would agree with you. I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of cults active right now, but this is the first one that I dove into where I go, oh, you really have an opportunity to feel like a fly on the wall. You can watch an 8-hour compilation of Instagram Live videos of him just posting, propping up a camera and being crazy. Unfiltered, raw, not like you said, not stories, not testimonies from people that escape, which they those exist too, but it's like, one time X, Y, and Z happened, and then you can watch a video of it happening that he did it. He's doing it to somebody else on a video in a room, you know. Yeah. So, I would say this is a very modern cult.
Because it's like he doesn't go like, I mean, what are you going to do about it? That's watching. I mean, like I'm out here doing whatever, and we eating berries and shit like this. But I mean, like I got my women behind me, but. There's context around that, but he doesn't say it. But you can watch and go like, oh, I see what the fuck is going on here. But he's on, he blasting everybody like, well, all right, what y'all going to do about it? Y'all not going to come and stop me.
And also, these people
can leave. I'm
going to
get you here and
I'm going
to throw my spell on you.
These people can leave whenever they want. Can't you leave whenever you want? Yes, three God. Exactly. Now bark like a fucking dog. And it's like, that's brainwashed. You're brainwashed. This man is preaching to you that the black man is God. You're a black man. And you're...
Well, once I hear that, I'm out. That's the thing about me. Once you go, I'm Jesus Christ, I go.
But he's saying all right, black men.
Look, backpack.
So why are you letting this black man make you hold a plate of strawberries and degrade you? Aren't you a god? According to him, if you're following these principles, the black man is God, right? Why are you letting this man smack you in your face and you're feeding him strawberries by hand? And why does he want you to put the strawberry in his mouth?
Yeah. Taking my women and all kinds of stuff?
That's what I'm saying. You said this is my wife. Well, I want her now. So shut the fuck up. And you're like, oh, yes, three. Yes,
shut the fuck up.
You better bow down to the alpha. You go, yes, three. Now cower like a puppy. You got to go, oh, oh, oh. That's right. You're like, why are you all agreeing to this? This is crazy. I never seen some shit like this. This is absolutely insane.
Wow.
But yeah, that was the story of Nature Boy and the Carbonation cult.
Carbonation
/ Melanation. Absolutely insane. There's a ton more rabbit holes and offshoots of this, of people that escaped and they have their stories. Again, there's so much out there. And I don't think this is getting the
so much
attention that I think it deserves, because it's a cult of black people. I really believe that. I don't think this...
I'm about to say, that white woman's not in it.
Exactly.
Anymore.
Once they took her away, like, oh, well, this won't be getting an HBO Max documentary. As soon as that Canadian woman went back to Canada, I was like, oh, yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe give them a documentary on BET Plus. A bunch of white people, like, they're like, they all shriveled up and were like, oh, this looked like it was going to be exciting. We could be like, you know, these black thugs taking this white woman. It's like, oh, it's just a bunch of black people doing shit to black people. Oh, this is boring. Anyways, yeah. So I don't know if the net, I hope so, because I think this is captivating. And I think that this speaks to like how religion, in a sense, not really religion, but kind of like these groups, these subsects of people and cultures and, you know, internet families and ideologies and veganism and this, that, and the third can be infiltrated by people who are have bad intentions. I think there's a lot of lessons to be had here, but I don't know if the masses give a shit about it being the black people being the focal point.
Tyler Perry had to go buy it or something. Go fucking.
I tell you what, I feel crazy saying this. If there's one person who could capture the evil, twisted craziness of Eligio Bishop, it's a Tyler Perry movie.
TV,
if you cast fucking Trevante Rhodes as Eligio Bishop and go, what's the craziest shit we can write in the script? It won't be believable, but you go watch the source material and you go, no, this is real. Because that's the thing about Tyler Perry. Everything's 11. You're like, what the hell? He threw the kids out the window. Nobody would do that. That's crazy. Why are you making black people look so crazy and evil? But this dude.
This is what he did.
You're like, nah, this is straight. I didn't make this up. This is what he did. The dude fed him a strawberry. He smacked the shit out of him. And then he started doing the fire marshal bill.
He come in with a yellow suit. He come in with a yellow tuxedo and a hat. And do spin around.
People watching this. It's the number one movie on Netflix. People go, this movie's terrible. Like, this isn't believable. It's like, nah, this is. I didn't write this part. This happened. This is just the facts. So if anybody can capture the crazy ridiculousness of the Nature Boy story, I think it's Tyler Perry. So I will give him that credit. If there's anybody that can make biopic type of movie about Nature Boy, it's Tyler Perry. Where you go, this movie's crazy and this would never happen. You go, no, it did happen. They got kicked off a Spirit Airlines flight for being too stank. That's straight out of a Tyler Perry script.
Yeah, a soul plane. Yeah, he don't like a soul plane. It's like it gets super black. It's like, all right, man. It's like, this is good at first. Now you done took it. You done took it.
Is that a soul plane cameo? Like, I am Gaiman. That guy Gaiman from Why do I remember soul plane?
Great, funny movie.
Such a dumb movie, but funny movie. Yeah. But recommendations corner.
Kevin Hart when he was trying to build his career up. No, that was great.
Sofia Vergara was in it.
Recommendations corner,
man. Soul Plane. I think everybody should watch Soul Plane. Great movie. Great film. Kevin Hart's breakout cinematic masterpiece.
The rims had the plane had hydraulics.
The plane had hydraulics on it. Look at what they think of us.
The plane had
spinning rims
right in front of
and hydraulics.
Face.
They're like, "Ooh, it's a Hennessy bar." Oh, the movie was so offensive. Oh my god! But no, that would be that's what Tyler Perry would do too. Would you guys like some cognac before the flight takes off? Mm-mm, they stink. God, I just want.
What,
I just
man?
Want Hollywood to take us more serious, bro. I just that's all I want, bro. I just want Hollywood to take us more.
Everything's stereotypical when it comes to black
people. I'm just so sick.
Ooh, they stink. Pinching the nose and shit all. Some ghetto shit going on.
It would be man, that scene that
in front of
they probably couldn't make that movie at all, bro. They would just it would be so racist that movie would be so racist. The Nature Boy movie would be it would be soul playing, basically. It would be too many jokes. It would be too many, like, it would be too unintentionally
you
funny.
You can't help it. Can't. It writes it's itself, right, man. Yeah. It really writes itself.
Stuff. Any recommendations from you, Fran?
No, I got a couple things in my queue that I want to watch. The Nickelodeon documentary that's out.
Yeah, the Dan Schneider thing. Dark.
Yes. Freaknik.
Freaknik comes out this week. Dropping. Freaknik comes out this week. The 23rd.
Yes. And actually, when we finish recording this, we're recording this on a whatever day this is, Tuesday night, whatever. I'm going to go lay down, go listen and watch the new LeBron James JJ Redick podcast.
Yes,
I didn't want to listen to it at work because they have some visuals they show, so I was like, I want to watch when I get home, and just kind
of couple of brilliant minds
dive deep into that. Yeah, man, I can't wait.
I will say last thing I say. Is that is where J.J. Redick is the most at home, but he can only do that with LeBron James. Nobody wants you to do writing down plays and drawing them out. We only want to see you do that. I would have loved to see him do that with Kobe Bryant. Like real basketball minds. But when you're on a show where y'all talking sports, I just want to hear you talk your shit and yell.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wouldn't be like, no, Stephen A. Smith, you're wrong. The pin down man is supposed to come over from the corner. Then the slot man comes and sets a screen. Yeah. It's like, bro, they missed the game winning shot, and he doesn't have heart. That's what I want to hear you say. It wasn't his fault. Right. That wasn't his man. Yeah. That wasn't his coverage.
Yeah.
I'm not trying.
But this podcast, it's called Mind the Game. They really get into the intricacies of basketball. Yes. Where it's like, it's not clickbait and shit like that. It's just X's and O's. So I can't wait. I'm excited.
For sure. I would love, yeah. I hope he, is it LeBron James in his podcast?
Because LeBron's status like him, people don't usually do things like
is it his? Is he a guest or it's him and JJ Redick?
He did
They asked
JJ Redick on First Take. He said, "I'm not going to answer that." Mm. They asked him who idea was. He's like, "I'm not going to answer." It's under JJ Redick's production,
right?
So, but he didn't answer with like who idea was,
right? Interesting. Yeah. Well, I want to check that out too. But hey folks, one last time, we have a show in Portland coming up, and I don't want to get into numbers, but Portland. I would officially May 3rd. The ticket link is available on social media. Go check it out. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, we'd love to see you come through and have a good time with us. We officially have sold more tickets than tickets are left.
Uh-oh.
Very proud of that. So the tickets are dwindling down. There are more tickets sold than that are currently available for sale. So I'm very excited about that. Still plenty of time left to get a ticket. We would love to see you out in Portland on May 3rd. May 3rd, I believe. May 4th. May the 4th be with you. On May 4th on a Saturday. It'll be a great time. And we are also going to CrimeCon this year. We will be driving to Nashville.
Use the link. What's the link? What's the people?
For CrimeCon? Promo code another affirmative.
Promo code.
AFFIRMATIVE. Promo code affirmative for, I think you get 10% off of your ticket purchase. So if you're going to buy a ticket anyway, you might as well use that. And that helps us. That makes us look good to the people over there at the event. So, we got May is going to be a hectic time, but a fun time. So we're excited about that. But again, hey, I've been Alvin Williams, joined as always by my partner in true crime, Francel Evans. And we'll see you guys next week.
Deuces.